Yes, the presidency of Donald Trump may be in the rearview mirror, but the aftermath of his chaotic leadership and his attempts to subvert democracy is all pervasive in the United States. It's at the heart of persistent cultural and political divisions there. We haven't been bringing you daily updates on his utterances, nor of the often shocking revelations from the committee that's looking into the January 6th attack on the Capitol. But Donald Trump's hold on the Republican Party is very tight, and he is unofficially campaigning to become president again. So tonight we'll bring you an up-to-date look at the damage he's done to democratic institutions in the United States and the lessons for safeguarding Australia's democracy. Shortly, my interview with author Brian Klass, who sees the risk of more violence because Trump supporters are convinced that any election won by the Democrats would be rigged. He's also worried about the type of people who seek political power and why we are drawn to people who are clearly bad leaders. But first, here's David Sparks with a few of the latest scandals and controversies.
There's more than 2 years until the next presidential election, but a dancing Donald Trump wants everyone to know who should be leading the country, and he's promising big things for his supporters.
If I run and if I win, we will treat those people from January 6th fairly. We will treat them fairly. And if it requires pardons, we will give them pardons because they are being treated so unfairly.
Anyone who thought Donald Trump would fade away after losing the presidency has been proven wrong. The news about him never ends, and it constantly throws up new surprises.
Staff members at the White House residence discovered wads of printed paper in a clogged toilet and believed that former President Trump was trying to flush documents.
Accusations that Donald Trump mishandled documents while in office and just after he was booted out emerged last week.
And there are new questions about whether classified information was mishandled.
And as he deals with negative publicity, Donald Trump is furious about what he says is the media's failure to cover damaging news about Hillary Clinton. While he was in power, the Trump administration appointed a special counsel, John Durham, to investigate possible misconduct during the probe into Russian interference in the 2016 election. On Friday, Mr. Durham lodged a court filing accusing a lawyer for the Democrats of sharing with the CIA in 2017 internet data that supposedly showed Russian-made phones were being used in the vicinity of the White House. Donald Trump has seized upon the accusation, and so have his supporters at Fox News.
This is police state stuff.
I'm getting a little excited. So Donald Trump put out a statement yesterday saying that this is worse than Watergate and there should be criminal proceedings. And then he had a line where he said, in a stronger moment or a stronger time in our country, what did he say? This could be met with the death penalty or something like that.
But Donald Trump has another problem, and this one's not going away. New York's Attorney General Letitia James is investigating whether the Trump family inflated real estate values to obtain bank loans and also reduced values to lower tax bills. A New York state court is due to hear arguments on whether subpoenas should be used to force Donald Trump and two of his children to testify. The former president has dismissed the investigation as a politically motivated witch hunt. And as for his ambitions to win the Republican nomination for the next election, few in the party are arguing with him. But one powerful Republican pushing back against Mr. Trump's claim that the last election was stolen from him is the party's leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, who is scathing of the January 6 riots on Capitol Hill.
It was a violent insurrection for the purpose of trying to prevent the peaceful transfer of power after a legitimately certified election.
Even Donald Trump's former vice president, Mike Pence, rejects claims of a stolen election, and he has again slammed the idea that as vice president, he should have overturned Joe Biden's victory.
President Trump is wrong. I had no right to overturn the election. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
The former US Vice President Mike Pence, that report by David Sparks.